On today's Kids Corner, Liz finally gets his crack at driving, but under the worst conditions.
Grandpa!
Liz, you have to take the wheel.
But Grandpa!
Do it now!
Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
Only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Liz and Maury have become big car racing fans. They know all the drivers and tracks and every statistic you could think of. Liz's favorite driver of them all is a guy named Sean Pomegranate, also called Slimer. So you can imagine how excited Liz and Maury were when they found something of Slimer's inside Grandpa Anoli's barn.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's over 350 cubic inches of raw power.
It's so cool.
It's, what is it?
What is it?
Oh, come on, Lucille. Haven't you ever heard of stock car racing?
We managers don't watch much cable.
Well, haven't you ever heard of Slimer?
Yeah.
No. That's a funny name for a race car, though.
No. You don't understand. Slimer is the driver of this race car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm still not getting why you're so worked up. It's just a car.
It's not just a car. It's an expertly engineered racing marvel.
Oh, yeah.
This just a car can get up to almost 200 miles per hour.
Oh, well, sweet. The speed limit's 40.
Some lizards just can't appreciate art.
I know.
What's it doing here anyway?
Well, there's a big race in Clawburg on Saturday, the Tokay Tacos 500.
Oh, yeah.
The field is packed so tightly together that this race could decide the points winner and crown this year's champion. We clumptos watch a lot of cable.
Yeah.
That still doesn't explain how it got here.
Oh, come on. Who cares, Lucille? Remember what Grandpa said about not looking a gift horse in the mouth? Well, this is our big chance.
For what?
Well, to sit inside a real race car.
Liz climbed through the window of the race car and into the driver's seat. He clutched the wheel excitedly.
You guys have got to see this.
Liz, come out of there. You know you shouldn't be doing this.
Oh, what's the worst that could happen? This is so cool. Tachometer, oil pressure. Hey, oh, you guys will never believe it.
Oh, what? I can't look. What did you break?
Oh, I didn't break anything. This is awesome. Hmm? My feet touch the pedals.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Well, you don't think he's thinking what I think he's thinking.
I think he is thinking what we think he's thinking. And I think he thinks we think he's thinking what he's thinking.
You think?
I think so.
Whatever. I'm starting her up.
Don't even think about it, Liz.
Oh, hi, Grandpa.
Hey, Grandpa.
So why do you have a race car in your barn,
yeah.
Grandpa?
It's not permanent. Slimer's driving in the big race up in Clawburg this weekend, but his car arrived a little early, so he asked me to keep it for him until he can pick it up.
Oh, so you know Slimer too?
Yep.
Are you good friends?
I'd say so, yeah.
Are you good enough friends that he'd let you take his car for a drive?
Liz.
Come on, Grandpa. Something like this only comes around once in a lizard's life, you know. Come on, just once around the farm.
Sorry. No can do.
Well, you can't blame me for trying.
You really want to learn to drive race cars?
Oh, yeah. Zooming down the backstretch, drafting the guy in front of me, passing him on turn three. Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
Well, then I'll tell you what. You come here tomorrow after school, and you just might get your chance.
Really?
Well, we'll clear it with your folks first, but yeah, really. But you have to promise me something.
Anything. Anything.
You have to do whatever I ask you to do. No questions, no arguments.
Absolutely.
You sure? No questions, no arguments?
No questions, no arguments, I promise.
All right.
Oh, thank you, Grandpa.
The next morning, Liz was about to leave for school when his mom approached him in the kitchen.
So, you'll be at Grandpa's farm this afternoon, huh?
Yep, as soon as that bell rings, I am gone.
Well, I got a call from Mrs. Wartson.
Wartson? As in Wartson's Gatorberries?
Mm-hmm, one and the same.
Oh.
I met her at my ladies' Bible study group at church.
Well, what did she want?
Well, she told me she's looking for some help.
What kind of help?
Well, planting season is here. The Wartsons grow the best Gatorberries here in Tureen. But their youngest son just left for school, and they're looking for extra hands.
I think I see where this is going.
Mm-hmm. Well, all the Gatorberries you can eat, Liz.
Well, I do love me a good Gatorberry, but I'm going to be in training with Grandpa.
Well, I wasn't thinking about today, but maybe later?
Well, it kind of depends on if I'll have time. Can I think about it?
Well, of course.
All right. Well, thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.
I better get going. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye, Liz.
Liz had barely set foot in the schoolyard when Maury and Spike jumped on him with excitement.
Oh, there he is. There he is, Freddy.
Hey, is it true? Is it?
Is what true?
You know what? Grandpa's giving you race car driving lessons?
Huh, maybe.
Maybe nothing. Lucille told us all about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice one, Lucille.
Oh, come on. Like you didn't want me to tell everyone?
Well, now that Lucille has spilled the beans... Yes, it's true. I'm going to drive Slimer's car.
That's amazing, Liz.
Yeah.
Man, you are so lucky.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute, Liz.
What?
That's not what I told everybody. I told them Grandpa was going to teach you to drive it. Not that you were actually going to drive it.
Well, it's the same thing, Lucille. Mm-hmm. I mean, how else would he teach me to drive it? You know, I figured it was only a matter of time before my racing skills were recognized for what they are. I mean, seriously, how long can a lizard with skills like mine go unnoticed?
Oh, brother.
So, when are we going to see you in action?
How about never?
Oh, hi, Skink. You know, I was wondering when you'd show up and try to ruin everything.
Yeah, what do you mean, never, Skink?
What, are you unfamiliar with the word?
No.
I mean, Lizarardo's never gonna drive that car.
What?
Even Grandpa Anoli is not dumb enough to let little Liz here get behind the wheel of a real racing machine.
Hey, Grandpa's not dumb at all.
Yeah.
Maybe he ain't. But Lizarardo is.
What?
You're way too dumb to drive a racer, Liz. In fact, you're too dumb to drive any car.
Ugh.
You know, jealousy really makes you ugly, Skink.
Or in your case, uglier.
So you say I'm wrong, huh?
Of course you are. I'm learning how to drive this afternoon. It'll be easy.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Well, then you won't mind showing us all what you've learned.
Not at all.
Oh, Liz.
Anytime, any place.
All right. Tomorrow, right here.
What?
You heard me. The only way I'll believe that you really learned how to drive Slimer's car is if I see you drive up in it tomorrow morning.
Now, come on.
Can you really do that, Liz?
It's not my car. I don't know if Slimer will let me do it.
You always got an out, don't you, Lacerda?
Skink.
It's not an out, Skink.
No. Sounds like one
Your
to me.
Your proof demands something that's out of Liz's control.
Yeah.
You're not automatically proven right. Just because you make some outrageous demands that can't be fulfilled, the conditions have to be realistic.
Hello?
All right. We'll make them realistic. Then.
Oh, yeah.
I say, not only can't Lacerda learn how to drive Slimer's car,
wrong.
He can't learn to drive any car.
Excuse me.
Well, he says he can.
Yeah.
To prove it, tomorrow morning, I'll provide the car for him to drive.
What?
Right out there on the street.
Yeah, right. Where are you gonna get a car?
Yeah.
My uncle.
He let you drive his car?
No, you dope. He'll drive me here and let us use his car. What do you say, Lacerda? You in?
All right, Skink. If you can get your uncle's car...
Oh, I'll get it.
Then you're on.
Yeah.
Spread the word, everybody. Tomorrow morning, right here, I'll even supply the orange juice and cricket bars. Oh, this is gonna be good.
After school, Liz rushed to Grandpa's farm as fast as he could, eager to roar off down the road in Slimer's car. But when he got there, he found something he didn't expect.
Grandpa?
Oh, hi, Liz.
You're locking the barn.
I know.
But the car's still in there.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Well, I thought you were going to teach me how to drive race cars today.
I am. Let's go.
Go? Go where?
Remember our deal?
Yeah. No arguments, no questions.
Very good. Now let's go.
They got into Grandpa's truck, and Grandpa drove them to a field overgrown with grass.
I don't see a car here. That wasn't an argument or a question.
No, it wasn't. And no, you don't. You ready to begin?
Sure.
All right, then put this on here.
Grandpa, this looks like a feed set.
Yeah, two of them, actually, sewn together.
It's got pockets, and it's itchy.
And you'll get used to it. Now, hold still while I pour this in the pockets.
Grandpa, that's fertilizer. Ew!
Soil enricher, actually. It's got nutrients in it that'll help plants grow.
Oh, nice. I think the pockets are leaking, though.
Yeah, just like they're supposed to. There. Now, put your hands like so.
All right. Check.
Mm-hmm. Keep your eyes open.
Eyes open. Check.
And spin.
Spin?
Yep. In circles.
Spin in circles.
As many as you can do in 10 minutes.
Oh, come on, Grandpa.
No arguments.
No questions. Okay, I'm spinning in circles. Mm-hmm.
And spin he did, distributing the soil enricher through the holes in the pockets of the feed sack vest. When he got too dizzy or ran out of soil enricher, he stopped for a few seconds, then filled the pockets and started up again. When he had covered the field with soil enricher, Liz wobbled wearily to a nearby fence post to recover.
How are you feeling?
Tired. Dizzy. Nauseated. Yeah. Not as young as I used to be. And not sure what this has to do with race cars.
Well, you'll be happy to know that your next task involves driving.
Oh, at last! I'll get to drive, what, the lawnmower?
Riding mower, actually. Now, come on, climb on.
Grandpa, this thing's a dinosaur. It can't even top 10 miles an hour.
Is that an argument I'm hearing?
No, sir.
Good. Up and back, if you please. Get the whole field.
But, Grandpa, the ground is all sloped.
Yeah, it's going to take some skill. Better be careful. Now don't roll the mower over.
Yes, sir.
After Liz finished mowing, Grandpa let him go home. Exhausted, Liz collapsed on the couch and fell fast asleep until...
I'll get it.
Liz?
Oh, hey, Maury.
Boy, you sound awful.
No, I'm okay. I'm just tired. What's up?
Well, hey, are you coming to the concert at church tonight?
No, I can't make it. I'm too tired from working for Grandpa all afternoon.
Working? You mean training?
I wish. It is so frustrating. All I want to do is get behind the wheel and fly down the track. But all I've done so far is spin around in circles and mow the windiest, sloppiest, bendiest field and terrain.
I take it you have not driven the car yet?
Not even close.
Sounds to me like Grandpa's just having you do all this work for him for free.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right. I'm doing all this work and I'm not learning anything about driving.
That doesn't sound so good for tomorrow.
Tomorrow? What's tomorrow?
Yeah, you remember. Skink's uncle's car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no!
The next morning, Liz racked his brain for ideas on how to convince his mother that he didn't need to go to school.
Oh, didn't I tell you? Mm-hmm. Today's a school holiday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's, Administrative Amateur's Day.
I don't think so.
Tureen Gravy Boat Festival Day?
Uh-uh.
Tureen Gravy Boat Festival Day observed?
Liz.
Teacher Shuffleboard Day.
Ah, nice try. Now, off you go, young man.
Liz headed to school slowly. Partly because he was so sore from the previous day's work, but mostly because he didn't want to face Skink. But when he got there, dozens of students were drinking free orange juice and munching free cricket bars. Skink was there too, standing next to his uncle's car.
Well, looky here, everyone. It's Leadfoot Lacerda himself.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Liz!
Here he is, the man of the hour. Okay, Leadfoot, here's my uncle's car, and here are the keys. Time to show us all the great driving skills you learned yesterday.
Yeah, see, about that,
well, what you waiting for? Hop in, get her going.
Yeah, go for it, Liz. Show this bozo you can drive.
Yeah, show me, Liz.
I can't.
What? What do you mean you can't?
I mean, I can't. I didn't learn anything about driving yesterday. I can't do it.
Liz. Oh, that's a shame. And once again, old Skink is proven right. The only real race car driving to be seen around here will be done by me at the Clawberg Toke Tacos 500 tomorrow night.
Wait,
come on, Skink. Those tickets have been sold out for weeks.
Yeah, well then, what do you call these?
Wow.
I knew you were just a big blowhard, Lacerda. Hey, maybe I'll bring you back Slimer's autograph. Oh, wait, on second thought, why should I waste time on something like that for a loser like you?
Skink left, and the other lizard slowly walked away. All Liz could do was stand there, humiliated.
Thanks, Grandpa. Thanks a whole lot.
What do you think about during the month of February? Well, Valentine's Day, of course. And Valentine's is kind of a cool time to show your friends, family, and even people at school that you like them, appreciate them, and respect them. Kids Corner has a great way to help you show that respect, appreciation, and love. You can download our free Valentine's Day cards. Just go to kidscorner.net, click on the Activities button, and then scroll down to the Activities heading to download your cards. Once again, just go to kidscorner.net, click on the Activities button, and celebrate Valentine's.
Even a night's sleep didn't change Liz's attitude. He kept to himself the whole day, and when the bell rang, he headed straight for home without talking to anyone. But while he was walking, he heard a familiar horn beep. Grandpa pulled up alongside of him in his truck.
Hey, Liz, I've been looking all over for you. We got more training to do.
Training? That's a laugh.
Beg pardon?
There's no training going on here, Grandpa. I'm just doing a bunch of work for you.
Liz.
I never thought you, of all people, would promise something and not follow through with it.
Come with me and I'll explain.
No, I'm going home.
Liz, I've already talked to your folks about this. Even if you go home, they're going to make you come with me. So you might as well save yourself some effort and get in the truck.
Fine.
Lucille told me about what happened at school yesterday. Pretty foolish of you to make a deal with Skink like that.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have been if someone had taught me to drive like he promised he would.
You like the Lizard Olympics?
You know I do.
Well, that's right, I do too. Well, every athlete in the Olympics goes through years of strict training and practicing day in and day out just to get ready for that one moment when they compete at the games.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah? Well, driving a race car is no different. What'd you think? You could just jump in a high-performance machine and fly off down the road like a pro?
No, but I didn't even get to drive at all yesterday. And I sure can't learn to race if I never get behind the wheel of a car.
Look, I know racing's fun. Fun to watch and an awful lot of fun to do. But it takes practice to be able to do it. And practice takes dedication. Something you're in short supply of, by the way.
I'll be dedicated when I know I can actually practice driving and not do yard work.
You just don't get it, do you? You were practicing.
Oh, yeah, right.
Liz?
Hey, I recognize this road. Oh, no, we're going back to the field?
Yep, there's something there you need to see.
I don't believe this.
Grandpa pulled his truck in front of the field where Liz had worked a couple of days earlier. Liz slouched down in his seat, very unhappy.
Well, here we are.
Yeah, if you think I'm doing more work on this field, Grandpa, you can forget it. There is no way I am wasting any more time on
Liz, I don't want you to work the field. I want you to look at it.
Look at it?
Yeah, go on.
Liz sat up and was surprised by what he saw. The field was now covered in colorful gatorberry sprouts, surrounded by the carefully cut lawns he'd mowed.
Wow, this place looks amazing.
And Mrs. Wartson is very grateful.
Mrs. Wartson?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. This isn't your field?
Nope. It's hers.
Oh, I get it. So this was all just some scheme between you and my mom to get me to help Mrs. Wartson?
Not just, Liz. There's more to it.
You lied to me. This was never about my learning to drive. None of it.
I didn't lie to you. It was about both. Helping Mrs. Wartson and you learning how to drive.
What?
Remember our conversation about the Lizard Olympics? About athletes training rigorously for years and years, sometimes just for a single moment of competition?
Yeah.
Well, even if all those years of training pay off and the competition is won, what do they get? A trophy or a medal?
Well, and money.
Sometimes, yes, depending on the race. But think about it. When the money's gone and the next race comes along and somebody else wins, hardly anybody remembers who won last time. Prizes like that don't last. It's like the Apostle Paul wrote about in 1 Corinthians 9. He says you can spend all your time preparing and training to win a temporary trophy, or you can spend your time learning how to live for God, how to please Him, and gain an eternal reward. Didn't you feel good when you heard how grateful Mrs. Wartson was for all your hard work?
Well, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it felt like I'd done something that really mattered to somebody. Until I got mad at you again, that is.
Well, let's put that aside for a second. You understand what the Apostle Paul was talking about?
Yeah, but I still don't see what this has to do with my not learning how to drive. Whoa! Where's Grandpa? Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so. I'm just a little lightheaded is all.
Grandpa, you don't look so good.
No, I'm all right. I just...
Whoa! Really went off the road. What are you doing? Grandpa, what's wrong?
I don't know. I better pull over.
Grandpa?
Liz, you have to take the wheel.
What? Grandpa, I can't drive.
You can. You have to. You can't stay here. The road's only one lane.
But, Grandpa...
Take me somewhere. Do it now.
Okay. Scooch over here. I'll climb over you.
Liz was nearly scared out of his wits, but he managed to slide behind the wheel. Grandpa was starting to breathe heavily just as they came up to the windiest, bumpiest, and most treacherous part of the road.
Liz, you can do it.
Help me, please.
Liz plowed ahead, and to his surprise, expertly guided the truck through the worst parts of the road.
I did it. Don't worry, Grandpa. I'll get you to the hospital.
Suddenly, Grandpa sat up and smiled.
That won't be necessary.
What? Wait, you're okay?
Never felt better.
You scared the scales off of me. I thought you were having a heart attack.
And yet you took the wheel and executed as fine a piece of driving as any professional driver would have done.
Really?
You made it look easy.
Well, it was kind of easy.
It kept your head even though everything was spinning around you?
Yeah.
And you got through the most sloped part of the road.
Without rolling the truck.
Now I wonder where you learned how to do all that.
Oh, maybe from all the spinning and mowing you made me do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Grandpa, I'm so sorry I said all those bad things to you.
It's all right, son. I guess I was kind of duplicitous with you, and for that I apologize.
Oh, it's okay, even though I don't know what duplicitous means.
It means I misled you.
Oh, then no problem, because you misled me right into driving a truck. Apology accepted.
Still, in the future, we're going to try to do things a lot more honestly. And as for driving, well, we've still got some to do. Scooch back over.
Oh, well, where are we going?
Clawberg.
The Tokay Tacos 500?
Mm-hmm.
Slimer's car?
Yes, and yes.
Grandpa, I thought it was sold out. There are no more tickets.
Hey, who needs tickets when you have pit passes?
Oh, awesome! What are we waiting for? Step on it, Grandpa!
Will do.
Liz and Grandpa had an incredible time in Slimer's pit, and they cheered Slimer on through every turn and straightaway.
Come on, Slimer!
You can do it!
And when Slimer came back to the pit, Liz got an even bigger surprise.
Hey, Grandpa.
Hi.
Hey, Liz. Hey. Glad you made it tonight. We're showing you a good time, aren't we?
Oh, everything's been just wonderful, Slimer.
Glad to hear it. Thanks for storing my car for me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm happy to help.
Oh, great run, Slimer.
Thank you, Liz. Well, I'm thinking about taking one more spin around the track tonight. I could really use some company. You want to ride shotgun?
Oh, you know me. I'm always ready.
Liz climbed in, put on his helmet, strapped himself down.
Ready, Liz?
Punch it!
I'm glad Liz got his wish, and I'm also glad he understood how important it was to help the Wartsons and got the connection between the two. I hope he'll take the verse Grandpa told him to heart. Remember it? 1 Corinthians 9, verse 25. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. I hope you'll start running the race that God has for you and think about His eternal blessings instead of temporary trophies.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Phil Lawler.
Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.